Hello everybody and welcome to episode 44 of the Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 11th of October 2006. Sorry that I've taken so long to record this podcast, it's been a tad busy with lots of things. Since I recorded the last podcast, I've turned 27, I've been up to York and I've had my car serviced and basically been told that it's on its last legs. So needless to say, at this moment in time, I'm a little bit stressed anyway. We may as well go back to time to my birthday, which would have been the 29th of September. So I had a good birthday, well, mainly good to be honest. Everything, me and Mike had a little fallout, but that's all sorted and in the past. For some reason, I always get stressed at my birthday, because like most people, when you get to my age, you just don't like getting any older. So now I'm sort of 27, basically the next birthday is, well, pretty scary, which is 30, but if most of you have seen pictures on my website, to be honest, I don't think I quite look 27. I sort of maybe could get away with saying I'm 25 or maybe a little bit younger. Anyway, so what did I get for my birthday? Well, for my sexy boy Sean Mike, I got the Chronicles of Narnia DVD. And he also got me a t-shirt that he made up especially for him. And something I've been wanting for a while is basically a Wetsuit Lads t-shirt. So it's got a nice sexy picture of him wearing a wetsuit, funny enough. And it's got the Wetsuit Lads and Jess in the front of it. And it's also got the Wetsuit Lads and Jess in the back of it. So it means when me and Mike go to Pride or anyone like Fit Boys, but one of us can wear it and advertise my website. So hopefully we'll get more people looking at it. And my mum and dad bought me a Bug DEB digital radio, which is, well, cool. It means you can, like, record you can rewind it, and lots of other funky things. Oh yeah, it also means you get lots more stations, and if you're a sports fan, which I must not add, I'm not, it means you get to listen to Radio 5 without all the sort of noise you get when it's a medium wave. What else happened to my birthday? Oh yeah, my friends from Cambridge both turned up after work to surprise me, which, when I say surprise me, they couldn't quite find the place, so they got sat-nav and it couldn't find the reception. And if you had a sat-nav, you know when it can't find the reception, it doesn't have a clue where you're going, so they basically, I had to phone them to tell them how to get to my house. It was very nice that they did drove all the way from Cambridge just to come up and wish me a happy birthday, which was very nice of them. So, hello to Jakob and Namir from Cambridge. Oh yeah, and thanks for the cake. It was very nice eating it. I felt a little bit fat after eating a nice big chocolate cake. Well, I said it was for 12 people, but oh well. I'm a grown boy, so I can eat 12 portions all to myself. So now I'm going to tell you a little bit what I did on the 1st of October. Can't believe it's October already. This year seems to have flown by, to be honest. So on to the 1st of October, anyway. I got up about 12:15, had a sour than normal crap, and then I said goodbye to my boyfriend for the day, because I was going down to Cambridge to see my friends Jakob and Namir. So I got down there about 1 o'clock. It took me about 40 minutes, I guess, to get there about. So it was nice. I had So the first time I've got together and had a good chat with them, so I was down there basically till about, what time, about 11 at night, I guess. So when they sort of went to jive in the car around Cambridge to sort their sat-nav when it actually works, it's pretty good, to be honest. I still think I'll stick to the old-fashioned method, which is looking at a map, to be honest, because I've heard all these things with sat-navs not working, sending down the wrong streets as well. If it goes flat, for example, or if it can't find reception, then it doesn't look clear where you are, so I think it's also good to read maps. And while down there, we also watched some films. Can't remember what they're called, but they're very good. And we also went to Pizza Hut as well to get some food for Venice. So better thank Namira and Jakob for a very fun day. It was nice to get out for the day. So now we may as well jump a couple days on to the 5th of October, which was a Thursday, which was the day me and Mike went to York for the day. We got up about 9 a.m, which for me is a damn early start, because I normally don't get out of bed till about 11 o'clock at the earliest. So once both out of bed, we had sours and stuff, and then I checked the BBC Weather website to check what the weather's going to be like up in York. It said sort of wet on and off, which I'd half expected it. Anyway, pardon me. So we both both took jackets to wear to keep ourselves a bit dry. Anyway, so we got the bus, which I don't know when I last used the bus. We got the bus from Mike's house to Queensgate Shopping Centre, which took about 20 minutes, I guess, to get there. I would normally take the car, but if you've parked in junior car park recently, you'll know it's like about £9 to park a day, which is a hell of a lot. So if we both got the bus, it ended up being about, I don't know, about £3 or something like that. So it's a bit cheaper. So if you get the, if you did like take your car to the car park, there's a high chance on a, like, sort of during the week you'll get to the car park and it's built, and then you went to park anyhow. Anyway, so we got to the train station sort of on time. The train sort of left at 10:45, but it was running a little bit late. It was only about 10 minutes late, so it wasn't too bad. Well, the train journey wasn't too bad. I don't know why, sometimes I get bored in train journeys. So it was only like an hour long, but at the end, I want to get off the train. Anyway, while on the train, I used my camcorder, sorry, my camera to record a video was when you're on the train, it goes out for your little bifins, so I sort of took a video of that, which I'll need to edit at some point. It's like on the bifins website. Anyway, so when we got to York, it was absolutely chucking it down, so we thought, well, we're not going to walk about in the rain, so we thought, well, I thought, we'd go to the National Museum, which Mike's not into trains like I am, but I had good fun there. And while there we saw sort of a bit of the Flying Scotsman, because it's sort of getting its 10-yearly service, so it means the train's in bits. You wouldn't even recognise the Flying Scotsman, because you know, it's the Flying Scotsman, had its name on it saying Flying Scotsman. And then after that, we went into York City Centre and had a quick look around, and then we went to the York... the Jorvik Viking Centre, anyway, I hope that's how you said it, which I think it's my third time I've been there, but it's really good, and Mike seemed to enjoy it more than he did looking around the Shea Museum, because it's more his type of thing. And then after that, we went to the York Dungeons, which I must say it was great fun. It may be like £11.95 each to get in, but if you have £11.95 to spend, it's definitely well worth it. So I've got live actors and things jumping out at you. It was great fun. Actually, I wouldn't say crap myself going a bit far, but I did jump at my skin a number of times. And since it's normally you have a big group, it was only sort of me and Mike going around, so it basically meant it was always me and Mike were getting picked on, but it was very good. And then when we were done there, we sort of had a look around some more shops, and then got some food before getting the train back down to Peterborough. The train left dead on time, luckily. Anyway, when you got to Peter, we got on about 8:20, which is a bit of a pain because it meant we just missed the bus about 5 minutes. So we either had a choice to walk back to Mike's or wait for about an hour for the next bus. So we decided, well, if we wait, it'll take us an hour to get the next bus, and after we had to sit on the bus like another 20 minutes, we thought we may as well just walk, and the walk took us about, 45 minutes. And then when we got back to Mike's house, we both cooked us some dinner, then we played it on the internet for a while before we went to bed. So that was our very fun day. And now I must all skip another couple of days onto the 7th of October. I just mainly want to tell you about a DVD that I got today called The Prom Queen, which apparently is based on a true story about this gay guy in Canada who wanted to take his boyfriend to the prom, but he went to a Catholic school and the school basically said, nope, you're not taking your boyfriend. So it basically ended up that he said he is, and it basically the media ended up picking up, and then eventually it all went to the Canadian Supreme Court. I don't think that's how you pronounce it, but anyway, went to some high up court anyhow. And they basically said, yes, he can take his boyfriend to the prom. So if you've never seen it before, I would definitely recommend you buy it. If you've seen Get Real, Beautiful Thing and gay films like that, it's sort of in that sort of market. I don't know why, but for some reason you can't buy it in the Region 2 format, which is what the UK uses. So if you live in the UK like me, I would recommend you use www.playusa.com to buy it. It's only like £15.99, which isn't that bad, I don't think, for Region 1. On almost instantly you're buying it from Play. They maybe use the USA, so it's actually sort of based in somewhere in Britain anyway, so it means you don't pay post and packaging or import tax or anything, which makes it very good. So that was my whatever day Saturday was the day. So now bang up to date, which would have been yesterday, which was the 10th of October 2006. The day started off right, I guess. I got up about 8:15, which for me it was a damn killer, but I had to take my car to the garage to get service, which had been putting off for a while due to lack of money. Anyway, I thought I'd saved up more than enough money to get my car serviced, so they sort of phoned me up about 10:30 basically to say the noise that I thought was like a wheelbarrow going out, which would be like £8 to get fixed. Turns out the gearbox is what's making the noise. When you jive and it sort of makes a sort of noise. When you take it out of gear and roll, it's nice and quiet. So basically, service cost me £400, and that was basically new brakes, this, that, God knows. The list went on and on and on. Basically, materials cost £170, and then the labour was another £170. So in total, it came to £340, but then you had to add £59 onto that. So it came to a grand total of £428 to get a service, which, if that was the end of the story, then it would be okay. But they told me that the gearbox is quite a major thing. It might be something that you can sort of take to bits and then maybe fix it, or it might be the case the gearbox maybe had it. It's been that basically, so it means you'd end up spending about £400 for a new gearbox, which is bloody expensive, and at least £250 for like the labour. So you're looking at, they reckon, anywhere between about £500, or sort of if it's not too bad, or about £800 or £900 if it goes disastrously wrong. Which it wasn't for the fact my car had a big dent in the side of it, thinking, well, I'll just have to find that money. But then, let's say, if you get a hold of the new gearbox fixed, you're talking about, well, 800, which is a bloody lot of money. And then to get the door fixed, you're talking about another 600. So by that point, I could have bought a new car. So now I've got a really big dilemma. What do I do? Keep driving my car till it dies on me? Do I get a big bank loan to get my car fixed? Or do I just say goodbye to my car for a bloody stop and walk everywhere and cycle, which, if it was the summer, it'd be right, but during the winter, cycling 24 miles into work in the snow, cold and stuff, does not appeal to me. So let's just say at the end of Tuesday, I was just a tad little stressed, and I still am bloody stressed. Sorry, I just sort of said the word being a B there. Anyway, so that's all for this podcast. Sorry that it's sort of been started off happy and it's just gone downhill. So I'm just trying not to think about how bad my car is. So if anyone has a few thousand quid that they can give to me, then please feel free, because I might be selling my body by the end of the week trying to get money to get my car fixed. Anyway, so I'll leave you all for now, and hopefully the next podcast won't be such a long gap as this one anyway. At least I suppose this podcast isn't quite a long one, so it's sort of made up for the fact I've been getting a little bit behind. Oh yeah, and I better say hello to my friend Bart, I think you call it, in Ireland, who is having a whinge that when I first did my podcast, so every couple of days, and then as the longer it's gone, it's just got, sort of, the gap's got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Anyway, I'll stop rubbing it and I'll say bye-bye for now. Bye.